pleasure to welcome all of you this evening to this most auspicious celebration of the centennial year of the appearance of our beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the Western world, there is not even the slightest conception of real spiritual morality as taught in the Vedas. Meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling is the basic lifestyle of 100% of the population. Great Mahatmas are paradukaduki. Their hearts burn with pain to see the sufferings of others. Srila Prabhupada did not go to the West upon an invitation of wealthy people and give some lectures. Srila Prabhupada lived amongst the most desperate, helpless, and simple people in the world. His spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, requested him to take the message of Lord Krishna and spread it throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, that holy place where Lord Krishna performed his Leela, and in the holy temple of Radha Damodar, he was very peaceful amongst all the great Vaishnavas. But he was thinking that while the world is suffering due to forgetfulness of the real goal of life, how could he simply be happy living in Vrindavan? This human life is so precious and so rare. It is meant exclusively for only one purpose, and that is self-realization. The greatest tragedy in all of creation is for a human being to live through his or her life and die without understanding the goal of life, pure unalloyed devotion to Sri Krishna. The root cause of all problems in the world is forgetfulness of God. Starvation, poverty, natural disasters, war, violence, all of these are just products, symptoms of the disease of forgetfulness of our original God consciousness. When we realize we are the eternal soul, part of Krishna, every action we perform will be based on love and devotion. But when we forget our original spiritual identity, Mama evamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashastan indriyani prakriti stani karishati, then we act on the misconception that I am this body and mind, and our activities are based on greed and exploitation. It is that greed, pride, envy, lust, anger, and illusion that are born of ignorance of our true self that is the root cause of all the problems within this world. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches us how to overcome this illusion and enter into our original natural spiritual state of consciousness. The three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, raja-guna, tamo-guna, are constantly keeping us entangled in the repetition of birth and death. Daivi yeshu guna mayi mama maya duratyaga mam evam ye prapanchante. Krishna says in Gita that this material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to me can easily cross beyond it. And how to surrender to Krishna? Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyat gyatvat. Krishna says in Gita that one who understands the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities never has to take birth in this material suffering again. So Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70 years old, left Vrindavan with no money and took a simple cargo ship to bring this message of Bhagavad Gita to America. On that boat, he endured two heart attacks. He wrote a beautiful poem that these people, they are so much addicted to sinful activities. How will they ever understand the pure message of bhakti? But Krishna, you are the greatest. You can do anything. If you make my words understandable to them and cause them to penetrate their hearts, then they will feel the ecstatic bliss of your devotion. He prayed that I am helpless, but I surrender to myself to be your puppet. Now, dear Krishna, make your puppet dance as you want me to dance. Srila Prabhupada began his mission living in the ghettos of New York City. Living amongst alcoholics, drug addicts, and prostitutes. One famous yogi who had come from India told him, if you want to preach in the West, Swamiji, then you should wear Western clothes, you should eat with fork and spoon, you should adopt all the Western ways of civilization. Then people will accept you. Srila Prabhupada replied, I have not come to America to become an American. I will not compromise. I have come to America to give the absolute truth of Krishna Bhakti. He sat under a little tree on the grass with a little drum that someone gave him, and he would chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And gradually people would gather around him to see what this Indian holy man was doing. And he would induce them to raise their arms and begin to dance and loudly cry out the holy names of Krishna. And then he would speak the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. You are not this body, you are the eternal soul. The soul's real happiness is in loving God and serving God. No amount of material prosperity can bring happiness to the soul. If you take the fish out of water and place him on the land, no matter what you give him, he will never find pleasure. You can give him beautiful, beautiful female fish to enjoy. And wonderful family of children fish. You can give him a beautiful palace and wonderful, elegant diamonds and rubies and silk to wear. Even if the whole world is chanting his glories, the fish will be miserable because it is unnatural for him to be out of the water. It is the nature of the soul, spiritual, and we are seeking an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge in the loving association of the Supreme Lord. And as long as we are forgetful of our true nature, no matter what arrangements we make in this world, we will always be frustrated and miserable. For some short amount of time, there may be some relief of that misery, which is called happiness, but it does not give any satisfaction to the soul. After speaking from Gita, Srila Prabhupada would have another kirtan. And some people would, he had no money, some people would donate to him some apples. Sometimes he would have just one apple. And he would offer that apple to Krishna. And he would make it into prasad. And however many people were there, whether it was 50, 60, 100, he would cut the apple into that many pieces and give everyone Krishna's prasad. When winter came, it was very cold. He sent letters to many religious people in India and said, please help, let us establish a temple here. But every single one of them replied the same. Swamiji, it is impossible to establish pure Sanatana Dharma in that place. Come back to India. But his heart was weeping to see the illusion and ignorance of these fallen souls, and he was willing to die for them. His compassion was so great that it melted the hearts of even the most wicked. And by the thousands, they began to surrender their lives to his mission. He told them, if you want to join this mission, you have to follow these four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. During the British rule in India, one Marquis of Jutland, who was very favorable to Vedic culture, he asked one sadhu, can you make me a Brahmin? And this sadhu told him that you must first give up illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. And his reply was, impossible. What will I do? Without these things, I will die. So how is it that Srila Prabhupada transformed thousands and thousands of people of all ages in America, in Europe, in Africa, in Australia, in South America, in Russia, to follow these principles and constantly chant the holy names of Krishna? And he wrote over 80 books of translations of the original Vedic scriptures. And he had his disciples not only very seriously studying them, but distributing them to the world. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust has distributed more books on Vedic literature than any other in the entire history of this world. Translated in over 70 languages. Srila Prabhupada established Gurukulas to train children from their young ages how to live perfect lives in God consciousness. He established farm communities like New Vrindavan to teach the simple way of living that the Vedas teach. Simple living, high thinking. In his life, hundreds and hundreds of temples were established in practically every major city of the world. But yet he never took credit for anything he did. He always remained completely simple and humble. When anyone spoke nice about him, he always said, I have done nothing. It is all by the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. He would often give all credit to his disciples. And when his disciples would say that we are only doing because of the power you have given us, it is not my power, it is the power of Bhagwan. He never claimed to be God. He always claimed to be the eternal humble servant of the servant of the servant of God. And he taught us that that is the most perfect state of consciousness. To simply be a pure surrendered instrument in the hands of God for the betterment of humanity. This worldwide movement, many people wanted to call it Prabhupada's mission. But Srila Prabhupada was very strong and said no. He said, this is not my mission. This is Krishna's mission. I am only the humble postman delivering his message to the world. And therefore, he called his mission the Hare Krishna mission. Srila Prabhupada came in a disciplic succession. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahmahridaya Adhikavaye, that at the beginning of creation, Lord Narayan spoke transcendental knowledge of the Vedas to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma spoke that knowledge to his son Narada. And Narada spoke it to Vedavyas. Krishna explains in Gita, evam parampara praptam idam rajashayavitu, that this knowledge is meant to be received through this chain of disciplic succession. There are so many people who give so many interpretations of what is truth and what is God, but a civilized society who understands the standard of the Vedas knows we should only receive knowledge through those pure representatives coming in disciplic succession. Five hundred years ago, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared again to teach by his own example how to live the teachings of Gita. The Yuga Avatar, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he accepted initiation in the Sampradaya of Sripad Madhvacharya. And he taught that the essence of all Vedic truths can be understood and the heart can be completely cleansed of all anartas or unwanted things simply through the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Ki sab vedanta ke satya hai eto sar maa samjhe tujha vedanta कर्मश इंद्रादीन केवल या हरि नाम से कर सकते
हैं। हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नाम एव केवलम खलो नास्ते व नास्ते व नास्ते व गत्यरंजिता। In this age of Kali, there is only one way, and that is through the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. Kalera dosanidera jan astiheka mahanguna kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. This age of Kali is an ocean of unlimited faults. But there is one benediction that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can achieve the supreme perfection of liberation. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna is none different than his name. All the power of God is within his name. Just as Krishna, in the form of Narasimhadev, killed Hiranyakashipu, as Ram, he killed Ravana, as Varahadev, he killed Hiranyaksha, in his name he can kill all the demons within our hearts and establish pure consciousness and pure love. Srila Prabhupada was thinking that the people of India are so close to Krishna. The highest philosophy and the deepest spiritual science is the very heritage of this great land of Bharatvarsha. But somehow or other, because foreign invaders have exploited the dignity of this great nation, and because so many exploitative, speculative, so-called gurus have adulterated the pure system of Krishna consciousness or Sanatana Dharma, the people of India have lost their own heritage. And we go to the universities and colleges and see that the young generation, they are all simply chasing after the materialistic, atheistic ways of the West. Western cinema, Western television, Western music, Western dress, Western food, and along with it comes all the other vices of the West. Divorce, abortion, drug addiction, alcoholism, and disintegration of family values, and great, great anxiety. And when we ask the youth of India, why are you giving up your spiritual heritage? They reply, because it is not scientific, it is simply superstitious, blind faith. Srila Prabhupada wanted to bring the most intelligent class of people of the Western world, Americans and Europeans, back to India, showing that pure Vaishnav culture is superior to any other society in the world. Srila Prabhupada begged and pleaded the people of India, revive your original spiritual culture and you can save the entire world. And Srila Prabhupada established wonderful, wonderful centers here in India. All over the world, India is seen as nothing but a poor country of beggars, poverty, and disease. But Srila Prabhupada has given practically the whole world an understanding of the greatness and the glory of India's spiritual culture. And millions of people are coming to India every year by his influence to discover the supreme wealth that India has in its spiritual culture. But one of the greatest things that we find when we come to India is how most of India has forgotten its spiritual culture. Srila Prabhupada has requested us, associate with real devotees of the Lord. Read the true commentaries of the Vedic literatures and come together to chant the holy names of God. In fact, it is only through the congregational chanting of the holy names that there can be real peace within our hearts or peace within the world. This was the message that Srila Prabhupada lived and died to give to us. His message was very simple. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So on this most auspicious celebration of Srila Prabhupada's 100th anniversary of his appearance in this world, I plead with all of you, kindly try to understand what sacrifice this man has done on behalf of your nation. And reciprocate with that sacrifice by following the true teachings of the Gita. By living a pure life, by associating with sadhus, and by coming together in wonderful festivals like tonight to chant the holy names of the Lord. At this time, we would like to invite everyone to participate in this wonderful process of chanting the holy names which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established and Srila Prabhupada spread throughout the world. There are many names of God, and all of these names are pure spiritual vibrations which can deliver our consciousness. But according to the particular disease, although there may be many good medicines, one particular medicine is suitable to that disease. Our very respected speaker this evening explained how, according to Kali Santarana Upanishad, the particular prescribed mantra, which is the medicine for the disease caused by this age of Kali Yuga, is the Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra can awaken our original pure spiritual consciousness. Free us of all anxieties and ultimately deliver us from the repetition of birth and death. Lord Chaitanya taught us this wonderful process. As I am chanting, please fold your palms like this. Everyone, please. When we do like this, we say namaskar. It is a sign of prayerful welcome. When someone comes to our home, in a prayerful mood, we welcome them. The home of the Atma is the heart. When the holy name of the Lord is entering on our heart, we should welcome it with a very prayerful, loving mood. Attentively hearing that sound vibration. And when you respond chanting, Lord Chaitanya, we see his beautiful picture here. He taught us that we should raise our arms like this. Everyone, please, like this. Why do we do like this? Because when we are calling out the holy names, we want to surrender ourselves to the holy name. We want to cry out the holy name in helpless devotion. When Draupadi was being stripped of her sari and she was in a helpless state, she raised her arms in surrender. This is a sign of total surrender, and called out the name of Krishna. So our meditation, like Draupadi, is we are reaching out for the mercy of the holy name and surrendering our lives to its shelter. And in order to create wonderful harmony and beauty for the pleasure of God during this kirtan, we move our legs, as Shyamananda Prabhu will now demonstrate. Thank you.